Today we pray for Israel, for protection, Father God, for all those in the region who love peace and seek to live in friendship with Israel and the Jewish people, for all the neighboring communities and the people groups within it that want peace and friendship with Israel and the Jewish people. We pray, Father God, that you would send deliverance, a spirit of repentance and transformation upon the people in Gaza. We know there are Christians within that area who have been trying to reach these people at great risk to themselves. We pray, God, for you to oversee that. And we pray your word in Psalm 48, 1 through 3. How great are you, Lord, how deserving of praise in the city of our God, which sits on your holy mountain. It is high and magnificent. The whole earth rejoices to see it. Mount Zion, the holy mountain, is the city of you, the great king. God yourself, you yourself are in Jerusalem's towers, revealing yourself as its defender. So that's what we pray, that you would reveal yourself as the defender of Jerusalem. We thank you for Wrightwood, with the population of 5,000, that their overall crime rate went from B to A, violent D plus to B, property B to B plus, other from B minus to A. All improved. Thank you, God. The frequency, however, worsened from every 3 days, 6 hours, to every 2 days in 22 hours. So we pray that improves, that it would be less frequent. And we thank you, God, that their only issue that's above 5% is burglary at 5. Phelan, with a population of 19,000, it's all of its grades improved from the overall D plus to B minus, violent from C plus to A minus, property from B minus to B, other from D minus to C. The frequency worsened from 13 hours, 4 minutes to every 11 hours, 45 minutes. So we pray that that would change and it would be less frequent. Their top issues are drug crimes at 14% and vandalism at 8%. So God, we lift that up and ask that their drug crimes would be smaller the next time we pray and read what happened after a year. We thank you, God, that you can go into that community known for its drug issues because it's in the high desert and has some history there. We pray, Father, that other Christian churches will help those recovering or desiring to recover from addictions. And we pray, God, that drugs would be stopped from going into that area. We lift up Pinyon Hills, a population of 8,000, and thank you that all of its crime grades improved. Overall, from C to B, violent from F to D, property B to A minus, and other from B minus to A. This is awesome. We're seeing some A's here. That's wonderful, Lord, and we thank you. But their frequency worsened from every 2 days, 1 hour, to every day, 11 hours. So we pray that improves. The top issues are only robbery at 10%. And then we lift up a small community, Red Mountain, but it's close to Trona and Searles Valley and uses the same zip code, population 17. But their crime is D plus, frequency every 34 days. Top issues are drug crimes at 16, vandalism 11, burglary at 9, assault at 6. So again, we pray, Father, for all these numbers to decrease. And we thank you, Father, for all the answers that you have given us. In Jesus' name.